Coming up tomorrow on The Breakfast Gang, what's inside of a cat? Animal tester Brian McDavis is going to be here with all sorts of critters for us to slice into. Even you, Rebecca.
Oh my God, no way. That sounds like so much fun.
Soap opera hunk Fritz Enclave is here. Whoa. Hey, Bob the cameraman, you make sure to get a crotch shot of Rebecca when Fritz stops by. Drip, 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 if you know what I mean. I'm trying to do a promo here.
No, seriously, guys, he is hot!
He's in the studio to talk about his mentally retarded son and the need for more medical funding.
I feel like it's nipples!
Calm down, Rebecca. Plus, even with an African-American president in the office, the William Gates saga shows race can still be a hot-button issue. Will this country ever be able to heal? A panel discussion. And we play What's the Black Person Say?
Woohoo!
You love that game, don't you, Rebecca?
No, mofo! I want my fucking fried chicken and LeBron James shoes!
My princess!
All of this and more on tomorrow's Breakfast Gang, right here on DVN. Hey, freaks, it's Monday, April 23rd, 2018. Coming up on the program today, passing out while pooping. Plus, do black gooner baiters sound different than Caucasians? We take this question to the DV Race Labs. A Smallville sex cult and babies endorsing cocaine. All this coming up today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Henson is charged with killing two people on Highway 101 over the holiday weekend.
Yes, everybody, Tim Henson back here starting a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. You know, before I started recording the show, I went out. I'm very tired. You know, you don't understand what my life is like right now with the baby. He will not sleep through the night. Constantly waking me up. If I'm not changing him, I'm breastfeeding him, and then I can't get back to sleep. You know, my mind is racing, and I'm worried that the baby, something's wrong with the baby, and then my breasts are so sore. So anyway, this afternoon, I don't really have a baby. I have a hemorrhoid that I'm treating like a baby. I rock it to sleep at night. That's how you get it to stop itching. I don't think I've ever really had a hemorrhoid. At least I don't know. Maybe it was inside of me. I mean, sometimes my butt itches. I'm a prime candidate for a hemorrhoid, considering how much time I spend in the bathroom on the toilet just watching videos or playing games and shitting, too. I get down to business eventually. Oh, it's along with sleeping, shitting is one of the greatest joys in my life. If I could somehow combine the two, like if wearing a diaper wasn't so gross, I could totally see myself getting into that scene. You know what I mean? Just like lying in bed, sleeping, waking up, feeling that urge to poop, but just drifting off, you know, back to sleep and then evacuating your bowels at the same time. That's all I ever wanted in life. But then, you know, like, I just feel like rolling around in the bed would mash the shit up against, you know, my ass crack, my cheeks, a lot of cleanup is involved. There's got to be a better way. This has nothing to do with what I set out to tell you. I went, you know, I was tired this afternoon because of the hemorrhoid baby. So I went and I got a Red Bull, but I walked around the store a little bit to see what was going on. There are some new cola products I'm very excited about. Specifically, Coca-Cola has come out with a few new exciting flavors. It's about fucking time. You know, Pepsi was really good about coming out with experimental shit. I mean, Pepsi Blue, that shit was bananas, right? So Coca-Cola has two new flavors. I only found one of them, and I only know about the second flavor because I was reading about this first one. It's Coca-Cola Georgia Peach. Peach-infused Coca-Cola made with cane sugar, so that's kind of cool. I don't really like peaches, so I don't know how this drink's going to sit with me, but I'm very excited about the second flavor, which I have not found yet, Raspberry Coke. And for those of you who followed my soda blog, I don't even know if it's still up. I think the domain expired or my hosting expired or I just didn't pay for it. Who has time to be writing about fucking soda? I got a life. I'm an adult. I got to take care of my ass babies. Anyway, Coca-Cola Raspberry was introduced, I don't know, in like Malaysia or Thailand or something many, many years ago. While they're coming out with a Coca-Cola Raspberry. I urge you all to pick up that one because Coca-Cola and raspberry, good combination. So those are a couple new Cokes. I think they're only available in glass bottles, in case you care. I'm sure you do. That's why you've subscribed to this podcast, to hear about soda, right? Soda and cum farts. Those are the two main things we talk about on the show. It's a very niche podcast. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of porn that incorporates soda, except for that one that we played where, like, a guy was stuffing Mentos down a woman's twat and then poured Diet Coke into it just to see what would happen. End result, she died. She exploded, like if you feed a seagull Alka-Seltzer. Anyway, I hope you all had a great weekend. I sure did. I was working on my stupid studio, getting it ready to do videos. I actually posted a video on our Patreon page, patreon.com/distortedview. I think it's viewable by everyone. And it's just basically saying, hey, getting ready to do new videos. Give me more money. That type of thing. If you want to see it, patreon.com/distortedview. Yeah, this week we'll be doing some videos. I've been working out the kinks. There's like audio issues, echoes and feedback and stuff. I think I got that all taken care of. We'll see how it goes. But I do have some great audio to share with you. The first clip I happen to have comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. I'm a fucked up state!
Usually it's not until the news segment before Florida rears its ugly inbred head. Florida's here early today. So I've got a clip here of a judge who is just a raging bitch towards a woman who's in a wheelchair, asthmatic, and suffering from COPD.
I need my inhaler.
I have COPD. The judge actually had to resign because this video got out, sparked outrage, probably on Twitter. Although, you know, okay, the judge, like I mentioned, is a raging cunt. However, it wasn't because this woman had COPD. It's not like the judge is making fun of a crippled here. She, like all of us, hate our jobs and everything that it entails.
Sandra Twix.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, ma'am. I've read the probable cause affidavit.
This woman just sounds bitchy, huh?
You don't have to respond to each thing, but thank you.
All right, we're off to a good start. Shut up!
Priors. Relevant priors. Recent priors.
Now there's like this long pause. The woman, I don't know who's being charged with or the defendant. I don't know what this woman is, right? She doesn't know what to do. This is probably like her first time in court. There's like this, the judge has asked a question. No one's responding. So the woman's like, no.
Priors. Recent priors.
None.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm asking my courtroom staff. That's...
Excuse me! Shut up!
It's okay. I'll let you know each time I'm talking to you.
Really? Because this last time you didn't.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. You know, no conviction, so...
I'm going to fast forward because I'm not going to play the whole thing, but the whole issue here is this woman wants to take out a restraining order against, I guess, her daughter's boyfriend. Her daughter's living with her.
Whether she likes the boyfriend... I don't know whose house this is. I don't know if she's in a position to evict. Excuse me, don't tell me.
The woman with COPD was just raising her hand. It's like, maybe I could shed some light on these questions you have, Judge.
I don't know if she's in a position to evict her, but if so, she has to do it properly. And does your daughter live with you, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, don't say anything beyond what I am asking you. Trust me, I am looking. Ma'am.
Ma'am.
She lives with who?
Oh, all of a sudden now you want this extra information that you were just a moment ago yelling at her to shut her mouth about.
She lives with me and she lives with my daughter in Miami.
Is that a different location?
Yes,
counsel, can you please, is there any way you can on the phone talk to these people?
I spoke to Ms. Twiggs, I believe.
I know that, but while proceedings are ongoing, can you speak to them or no?
No, the phone's off to the side, I can't do both. But
I'm just trying, first of all, attorneys, don't interrupt the court. and listen to what the court says because it may answer your question.
But wasn't the judge asking the attorney a question?
Your questions.
Meanwhile, this woman's just hacking up along over here.
My one question to you. Can someone there give her water as a kindness?
Give this woman a TV show. She's the new Judge Judy.
Ma'am, do you need water? Just nod your head.
Please don't talk.
And I'm breathing treatment. Ma'am, I am not here to talk to you about your breathing treatment. Excuse me. Oh, Lord.
Why did you even offer her water? You started this.
Will you say something, counsel, in the microphone so that she can hear you? And
would that be considered interrupting the court or what, bitch?
Can give her instructions about propriety in court. I'm not going to spend all day with her interrupting me. It's your turn to speak, counsel.
So the judge asks her a question. She answers, but the answer is a little too long for the judge's liking, I guess, and then screams at the attorney.
Miss Twiggs, just stay silent for a moment.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Does your daughter, who has been living with you, which this case is about, help you in the home? Do you need her help?
Okay, now you're allowed to speak here, I think.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want her to stay in the home but have no harmful contact with you?
Absolutely, yes, ma'am. Yes, Your Honor.
It's a little too wordy. Oh, no, 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 oh, no. Was she starting to talk again?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
The judge is who's making this case go on and on and on. Makes a big deal every time this old lady pipes up. All right, so that sort of gives you an idea of, you know, what happened, why this judge had to resign. Actually, after the Twitter outrage or whatever, the local news got a hold of the story. And, you know, I don't think they were fair and balanced.
This is not at all the type of behavior you'd expect to see from a judge. The defendant's family says they're appalled by the way she was treated when she appeared here at bond court.
Oh, no, she didn't!
That's the family reacting.
The family of 59-year-old Sandra Twiggs in shock as they watched video of her court appearance.
We don't say anything beyond what I am asking you. Trust me, I am looking. Ma'am! Ma'am!
Twiggs, in a wheelchair, suffered from asthma and COPD.
So we're supposed to feel bad for her, right? She's a frail old woman.
She was charged with a misdemeanor after getting into a fight with her daughter.
She's basically charged with assault, right? She got into a fight, right? And there was a restraining order issued or something, right?
While in bond court Sunday, Twiggs started coughing.
Ma'am, do you need water? Just nod your head.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm breathing treatment.
Ma'am, I'm not here to talk to you about your breathing treatment.
The family says when she got home Monday, she was so upset she could barely speak.
She said they treated me so bad. And she said all I wanted was some medical attention and some help.
I get it. The judge offered you water. You didn't say you needed medical treatment. You were just starting to talk about your breathing treatment or whatever. Maybe she was asking for an inhaler. I don't know. But the point is, she went home, and if she was still feeling bad, she could have went to the doctor.
The next day, the family found her dead in her room.
It's okay.
That was a quick turnaround.
But defender Howard Finkelstein wrote a letter to the chief judge at Broward County Court saying,
this is the real reason why the judge had to resign, because the woman ended up dead.
Judge Marilee Ehrlich demonstrated aggressive and tyrannical behavior and revealed her
Yeah, that's why one becomes a judge, right?
Lack of emotional fitness.
You could wield that kind of power? Good God, why won't someone appoint me judge for something? Like, you don't need any judicial experience to be named on the Supreme Court, right? Anyone have a back channel to Trump? Give him my number. All right, moving on. I don't want to sound racist here, but we have featured many gooner baiters over the years. I don't think we've ever featured one black dong worshippers. I kind of just thought, like, black guys with their big dicks were drowning in snatch. You know, they didn't need to masturbate. But we got one here.
such a fucking masturbator. I love masturbating. Oh, I love masturbating. Oh, I love masturbating. I love my dick. I love stroking my dick. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Yes. Dick pleasure. Oh, dick pleasure. Oh, fuck yeah.
It's interesting to hear the differences in how, like, black guys gooner bait and how white guys gooner bait. There are some subtle differences. Like, he said something about dick pleasure.
Shit.
You like that dick pleasure?
Oh, I have to shut my bait with you, man.
Just something I never heard a white guy say before, you know? Like, white guys, no matter where they're from, when they are masturbating and they're talking about masturbating, you know, being verbal, gooning out, they all sound like they're, like, from Southern California or something. Like, dude, gonna beat my fucking meat, man, yeah? Goon out.
Greasy dick.
Yeah?
Oh,
fucking,
yeah.
Yeah, fucking goon, man.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking worship that dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, so good. Oh, so fucking good.
Oh, so good. Oh, so good.
I think I'm a cum.
Oh?
I think I'm a cum. Oh, my God, I'm a cum. Oh, my God, I'm coming. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
I'm trying to do a baby.
Oh.
I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come.
Shit. Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. His cum is like ranch dressing. I don't know if it's like the contrast of the cum on the black penis. But it, I mean, the way it's coating it, it's like, I don't know, a Caesar dressing, maybe a yogurt-based sauce, a tahini he's jizzing, I don't know. All right, so we've got a white guy now gooning, just so you can hear the difference in the races. This guy is not quite as verbal as the last one.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fucking retard beating my dick, man. Oh, yeah.
He's got, like, a cage on his dick.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking blow your nut, buddy. Blow that fucking whore full of jizz. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Walk us through that porn you're watching. Like an episode of Distorted View Daily. Except you can't hear me masturbate while I'm recording. Right? Guys, right? You can't hear me, right? All right. Love that you can hear his stainless steel equipment around his balls.
Dude, this guy's taking 4 anon loads right now. This dude just fucking bred his guts. Fuck yeah. Oh, shit makes my dick hard, man. Just thinking about that fucking sperm swimming up his intestines. From fucking stranger just bred his guts, man. Fucking faggot, man. Fuck.
Alright, now he's just masturbating furiously. He's very close.
Oh, fucking pervert. Fucking pervert rubber baiter. Fuck.
Rubber baby baiter buggy. Tongue twister. You're not cuckooing. Go, go, go! All right. Well, thank you very much to members of the Distorted View Discord for submitting those 2 baiter clips. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support this stupidity. It's very inexpensive. It's only $6.99 a month. For that almost insignificant price, you get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do exclusive material, which includes bonus episodes, video casts, that type of thing. Last week, Tuesday and Thursday, we did exclusive shows. This week we'll be doing the same, plus, yes, some videos, which is very exciting. Again, sign up for the Sideshow, become a true and honorable freak. You help ensure that this show continues on for a long, long time. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now for more information. First story we have for you today. Do you know who Allison Mack is? I did not. I did not watch Smallville. Apparently, she was on that program for years. She played Chloe Sullivan on Smallville for 10 years. Well, she was arrested for her involvement in a sex cult called, oh, Jesus Christ. how do you pronounce N followed by an X, and then they throw in a V and an M? I wouldn't be able to join this cult even if I wanted to. I'm never going to remember that spelling. All right, appearing, like, if you're going to start a cult, make it, you know, approachable. Not only that, but give it an enticing name. The Eternal Riches Cult. Yeah, I want that. Like, or something with gold in it, or diamond. Golden Showers. Yeah, I want that beating down on my face. Sign me up. All right, so this girl, this actress, Chloe Sullivan, apparently got herself involved with a cult called Nexivum. She probably thought she was going to be like a spokesperson for facial cream. That's what it sounds like. Noxzema. Nexivum. Appearing in federal court in Brooklyn. That would be my defense. If I was her lawyer, I would really push for that. Just tell him you thought it was a moisturizer, not a cult. All right. Appearing in federal court in Brooklyn on Friday on charges that she helped recruit women into the organization, the actor entered a plea of not guilty. The judge refused a request by her lawyers to release her without bail. The group's leader, Keith Rainier, was arrested for sex trafficking and forced labor last month. Let's get back to Mac, though. I want to know how she got wrapped up in this. Mac, listed as a co-conspirator in the criminal complaint, was last seen chasing after the police car that took Rainier away. Mac 35 is said to have acted as a key recruiter for the group while also acting as a direct slave to Rainier, with whom she had a sexual relationship. Oh my god, that dick must have been good. All right, Nixivum, which is reportedly run out of a townhouse in Half Moon, New York, was publicly branded a self-help group. Rainier 57 allegedly blackmailed. Well, they weren't lying when they said it was a self-help group. You yourself will be helping Mr. Rainier do whatever it is he wants you to do. I'm guessing it was mostly weird sex shit, right? All right, Rainier 57 allegedly blackmailed women into becoming sex slaves and branded their skin with his and Mac's initials. Federal authority. So she was pretty high up in the organization. People are getting brandings with her initial on it. All right. Federal authorities said Rainier had a rotating group of 15 to 20 women with whom he maintained sexual relationships. I wonder how that worked. Like, did he rotate out the girls every day? Like, he was banging a different broad every night? Or did he just keep the one around for, I don't know, like a couple weeks or something and then replace them? I don't know what the better way to go there is. My initial, like, instinct would be just to, like, every night, different one, right? But, like, if you keep the one around for a while, you can, you know, try some new stuff out. If you've got more time to explore, you'd be like, I'm going to keep jizzing in your pussy. I want you to leave it in there, and I want my rod dick to feel that cum pool next time I fuck you. You know, whatever. You can't do that if you're just with a different person every night, I guess. I'm just thinking this through logically. All right, where are we at here? Prosecutors allege that Mac lured women into a secret society with Nixivum, known as The Vow, which was called a women's mentorship program. Yeah. She reportedly forced the potential entrants to provide collateral in the form of their virginity? No, in the form of compromising photos or statements. Oh, this is blackmail. Okay. Mac also reportedly forced women to have sex with Rainier, who was her own, quote, master, as this pyramid scheme, a Ponzi sex scheme. As this pyramid scheme continues to unravel, we ask anyone who might have been a victim to reach out to us with information that may further our investigation. That's according to the FBI. If convicted on charges of sex trafficking conspiracy, and forced labor conspiracy, Mac faces 15 years to life in prison. So guess who's not going to be appearing in the Smallville reboot? As well as her groundbreaking role on Smallville, Mac provided her voice for the 2006 animated film The Ant Bully. Never heard of it. And was also seen in shows including Wilford and The Following. That's a pretty light resume. This cult thing might be your biggest role yet. So congrats on that. All right, second story we have for you today. I was just talking about bowel movements and hemorrhoids at the top of the show. Well, sitting on the toilet in her Washington, D.C. apartment, dripping with sweat and feeling like she was about to pass out. Oh, we've all been there, right? Amy Sanchez thought, no, I can't die on the can. And she promptly dialed 911. Sanchez, a physically active and healthy professional, if she's like physically fit and she's passing out on the toilet from straining, pushing out a turd, what hope do I have? I'm a fat slob. Let's see how this all played out. Maybe she's got some underlying medical issues, like a weak heart. Oh my God, I'm gonna die on the shitter! Sanchez, a physically active and healthy professional in her mid-30s. That sounds like me, minus the professional and healthy part, and active. All right. She woke that night just over a year ago with terrible stomach pains and an urgent need to poop. It's back to sounding like me now. But nothing was produced. Well, you lost me again. She just felt faint. Thankfully, before she had time to collapse on the hard bathroom floor, the paramedics arrived. I keep wanting to make a dirty Sanchez joke here. I'm resisting that urge with all my might. Trying to be a professional here. All right, by the time Sanchez got to the emergency room, she was surprised to find that she felt perfectly fine. In the hospital, doctors performed a physical exam, a blood test, and an EKG, all of which were normal. Doctors told Sanchez that the pain had triggered her, oh, for the fuck's sake, vasovagal? Vasovagal response, and mentioned they often see people who faint after they had been constipated and straining. They left her with the following words of wisdom. Don't push so hard next time. Don't you know how to poop, idiot? Defecation syncope is the official term for fainting while trying to shit. In Canada, syncope accounts for approximately 1% of all emergency room visits, but it's not well established how many of these episodes can be attributed to defecation. Some patients will not admit to it, and some doctors do not ask. Dr. Robert Shelton, a cardiologist at the University of Calgary and syncope researcher, says 2 to 3% of his syncope cases he sees in his practice are related to defecation. Fainting on the toilet may happen for a number of reasons. Number two, if a person is constipated, they may have the urge to take a deep breath. Oh, yeah, I've done that. Then push and strain, you know, like you're giving birth to a baby. But straining lowers the volume of blood returning to the heart. See, I got to be careful about this, which decreases the amount of blood leaving it. Guys, this is why I eat primarily oily and greasy food. I should not be straining. I don't need hard poop. I don't want to eat a lot of fiber. I want it all sliding right out of me. The wetter, the better. Hey, I'm going to put that on a mug or something. Though it may be scary to pass out while on the toilet. I do it all the time. Oh, I guess there's a difference between sleeping and passing out. Okay. Overstraining and pain rather than underlying heart disease are by far the most common reasons for fainting on the toilet. That's according to Dr. Chris Simpson, a syncope expert and acting dean of poop sciences at Queen's University. Simpson says that he's never uncovered a potentially life-threatening hidden condition in someone who complained of defecation syncope. While this may not be lethal, the bathroom is not the safest place to pass out. Fainting on the toilet can lead to injury. Sanchez says she is speaking up because she wants others to learn from her experience. We can prevent people from getting hurt unnecessarily. She's become quite the champion of poop fainters. Simpson has recommendations for avoiding fainting in the john. If people feel sweaty, cold, or clammy, he suggests getting yourself out quickly to avoid injury. You want to get yourself out of there and get yourself flat on your back. He also advises drinking plenty of water, and for people with low or normal blood pressure, adding a little more salt to the diet. Final story we have for you today. I was talking about a new Coca-Cola product, Coca-Cola Georgia Peach. Well, Coke's in the news, kind of. Children's clothes emblazoned with the words "Enjoy Cocaine" were removed from Amazon following a customer backlash. Oh, I thought like Coca-Cola would be upset about that. the offensive range of bibs, t-shirts. It's all like baby shit. Bibs, t-shirts, baby grows, and other items were being sold by an independent retailer believed to be based in Estonia. The design of the garments imitates the distinctive Enjoy Coke logo used by Coca-Cola, replicating the color and font. By the way, if you want to see some of these Enjoy Cocaine items worn by babies, I've made it today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. The solid white curved line below the text has been replaced with a white powder version. Enjoy Cocaine. Customer Stephanie Smith was left outraged when she discovered the clothes while browsing the website. She shared a screenshot of one baby bib design on Amazon UK with the caption, "Admittedly, yes, I was looking for Libertine's t-shirt, but what the actual hell is this? What the fuck?" Kelly Pearson responded, "I'm shocked! Have you emailed them a strongly worded complaint? Why can't you just ignore shit you don't like? Why do you gotta email and, you know, start a campaign against these things? It's funny. It's a joke." The products, which are all advertised using images of child models. By the way, you guys know how this works. It's not like the baby was actually wearing an Enjoy Cocaine shirt. The baby's wearing like a plain shirt, and then they just digitally add the fucking designs. Also, it doesn't matter even if the baby was wearing an Enjoy Cocaine bib. The baby doesn't know what the fuck cocaine is, and the baby wasn't really doing cocaine. It's not like the child model has like white powder under his nose. Man, it's just a fun thing. The products, which are all advertised using images of child models, were later removed from the online marketplace by Amazon. Earlier this year, Amazon got in trouble after it emerged third-party sellers were advertising Chinese fancy dresses with pictures of white children making slant eye gestures. We missed that story here on TV. That's what I want the featured image to be. The costumes, described as Chinese boy fancy dress costume and priced between 21 and 22 pounds, were being sold with the offensive photograph on Amazon by Atoza and Fiaza. The retailer quickly withdrew the products following an online backlash. A spokesman for Amazon said, "All marketplace sellers must follow our selling guidelines, and those who don't will be subject to action, including potential removal of their account. The products in question are no longer available." So there you go. Amazon doing the right thing. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. I'd love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. I'm sure you know it. We also have a special line just for Patreon patrons. Pledge a few dollars. Get access to that line. I'll play your calls first. Other ways to contact me, show@distortedview.com. And I'm all over social media. I'm at DistortedView on Twitter and Instagram. And I am facebook.com/DistortedViewShow. Why don't we check in with a few of our patrons right now?
Hi, Sam. Big Mush. Kind of a weird thought that came through my head. Have you planned for what's going to happen if you decide to bite the bullet one day? Let's say one day you just don't wake up or you keel over. Something happens, right? Your heart explodes, whatever.
Well, there's very little planning that has to be done, right? I'm dead. I don't care what happens to me at that point.
Sad day. We're all going to cry. I'm going to just be torn to pieces. But did you set up, does Lord Douche know how to get into your account or to stop the sideshow? Or do you have any plans for what's going to happen to the website?
Guys, I'm not that old. I know we joke about me dying, but I anticipate being around for at least another 5 years.
Is Jason from the Jason Show going to take over?
I don't know. If anyone wants to buy the rights to Distorted View Daily, maybe we could do like a reverse mortgage type thing where you pay me now lots and lots of money, and then upon my death, I give you all the rights to the DistortedView.com domain, all of the shows. You can do whatever you want with it. You have complete control.
Wondering, like, God forbid, but what if you die?
Make me an offer. All right. Next up here.
Hey there, beautiful. It's Sideshow member Robo Christ and brand new Patreon member.
Hey!
This is calling in because Pretty Ho, her Twitter is at Pretty3 the letter O, 4.
Okay.
Otherwise, she's at prettyho.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. Everyone check out prettyho.com. Okay, next voicemail here. Yes, caller, go right ahead.
Hey, Jimmy Boo, this is Cassie Hope calling again, in case you've forgotten everything that preceded this message.
Because I did. I absolutely don't know what you're calling about.
Pee in my butt.
Pee in my... How could I forget, Cassie Hope? Someone peed in her butt, and I was asking about the logistics of that.
Happened.
I thought you already called in and explained. Let's see. Maybe she's got some more details.
I explained how it happened. Asked if I enjoyed it or why it happened.
Yeah.
So we were just kind of talking about how far we've gone, like the most taboo kink things that we had done.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he had done that with someone else in the past.
Oh.
And then he just kept teasing me that we were going to do that. And to be honest, it was something that I was open to trying. It wasn't something I was particularly put off by, but it wasn't something that I...
Did it clean out your butt? Like, was it kind of like a douching situation? Like, when you finally got all the pee that he, you know, urinated into your ass with, like, did chunks of shit come out? Was it helpful in any way? I'm guessing it's kind of like power washing your innards.
Super, like, hot for, you know? Mm-hmm. But
I have so many questions. Now she's going to call back, and I'm not going to remember anything I asked her. But thank you for reminding me.
That started, it was so gross that it was hot. And the reason you can't just put a funnel in your butt, by the way, is because the funnel would just stick out horizontally. Like, it would just face.
Well, it depends on what position you get yourself in, duh.
Face a wall. You need it to face the ceiling. You know what I mean? So, like, that's where the hose comes in. Anyway,
apparently you're not bendy enough.
I really enjoyed it, surprisingly. Oh. And
let me ask you this. Oh, I guess you were in the shower, right?
Well, no, I
can ask you, like, if you laid down some vinyl or
my butt, which is rubber good. Sheets or something. Keep you guys updated. If you ever want to do a voicemail, if you ever want to do a live call about weird kink stuff.
What else have you been in? What else have you done? I'm curious.
Hey, Tim, Haley's Comet calling up. I just wanted to thank you for the sound file pack you made available to us Patreon subscribers a few months back. I found that...
Yeah, if you don't know what he's talking about, I put together like 50 sound clips that I use a lot, or at least semi-frequently for you freaks. And I'm going to be doing another pack of them.
Alexis K. Tyler sound bites in particular make excellent alert tones. It's very hard to...
Jammed and rammed!
Ignore them. It's very hard to miss them. And anyone who hears my phone knows, oh, hey, there's something important going on with that thing. Thank you very much. I have not missed a single alarm I've set using the Alexis K. Tyler car noises.
What an endorsement. All right. Thank you to everyone for all of the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is in. Oh, God. Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow if and only if you're Sideshow members. If you are not a Sideshow member, consider signing up. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must,
his great tragedy.